Hey, girl.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Hello Dysfunction.
Episode 256 with Potifria.
And Crystal.
Here we are. It's hot today.
It is.
This morning, I had to put on my AC at fucking 8:30 in the morning.
Shut up.
I was like, let me wake the fuck up first. Like, I'm not trying to be hot already.
You it woke was up that 70. Hot?
It was no outside. It was like 72.
Oh, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My apartment ain't got AC. I was in the car and I had to use it. But it was already like fucking hot when we went outside.
Yeah, I was in my pajamas all day until fucking 3:30. I just threw these on.
I don't like it. I don't want it to be hot that early.
I'm excited for this life.
You like
life.
It?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know I like to wear one layer clothing.
Oh, I don't. I like to sleep in multiple layers.
Yeah,
I like
you're a sock girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
No socks.
I'm not looking forward to being like hot and sweaty.
So I'm a little happy about it.
It's where you thrive. Yeah.
It's my time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Summer baby time's coming.
How was your week? How was my week?
Fucking not a great week.
Since it rained, I was telling Mark, my allergies have been better, even though I found out it makes it worse because it spreads and plants the pollen. So it's going to be worse later. But people have been saying, like, I think I need to go to the hospital.
Everyone I know is fucked up.
I've never had allergies before, and my whole fucking face was on fire last week. Until it rained, and then I finally got a break.
My sinus has been a fucking nightmare. Nightmare. I hate it so much.
I looked high.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, even Zach, you know, he's sensitive to everything, but even his eyes been fucked up from the pollen and shit.
Yeah, I don't poor like guy. It.
Yeah, my week, dealing with fucking Kaiser.
Oh, God, they're such a joke.
I just feel drained, but I said it on Patreon, but I finally did my fucking women appointment, my pap smear.
Got stretched.
And it's the worst.
My favorite.
And as it's going on and she's clicking the speculum, I'm in my head, I'm like, Maria's a fucking masochist.
When they crank it and it sounds like it's from the 1800s.
Yes. I'm like, I'm being sexually assaulted. And she's like, I love it. Oh, I hate
it. The sensation and then the little tickle from when they use a Q-tip and slob you.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I like it so much. Just a little good stretch.
Makes you all excited.
I like it.
Oh,
it doesn't excite me or arouse me. It feels like a good stretch. It feels like, I don't know.
Like you stretch your arm?
Yeah. It just feels like, what's the word? I don't know.
Insanity.
It's just a nice little sensation.
Oh, my God. You're fucking insane, dude. But I'm so glad I got it out the fucking way.
Good.
I got my results. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, because I was like, I for sure have uterine cancer.
You had a lot of medical appointments, I feel like.
I did this week. I was on it.
CTs and... Did you do x-ray, too? And
I did an EKG because my primary care doctor was like... I think you have ADHD. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send you to behavioral health. She said, I don't have a problem prescribing stimulants, but behavioral health has to be the first to do it, right?
Next year.
And so I had to go get an EKG just because, you know, stimulants, heart health, blah, blah, blah. That was good. I had to do a urinalysis. That was good because you can't smoke weed, even though it's legal. You're not allowed to smoke weed.
And take stimulants?
Nope.
Really? Why is that? That's very weird.
Controlling. If you test positive for cannabis through Kaiser.
Kaiser is fucking weird because I know people that are big cannabis smokers that take Adderall.
Yeah.
What?
It's a big
They make
no-no.
Their own little rules.
If you get an opiate prescription through Kaiser and test positive for weed, they will take away your prescription.
What?
Yeah.
Is it run by Christians or something? What is going on?
I don't know.
What's their deal with weed?
I don't know. My doctor was very like, strange. I don't really agree with it, but,
very fucking strange.
Uh-huh. Huh. So.
Well, you don't smoke anyway, so.
Yeah, thankfully.
But they had to be sure. That's fucking dumb.
Dumb. So if you do test positive, I got conflicting info. One clinician told me they will not test you again. Another one said you have to wait 30 days and then they will test you again.
I guess.
So whatever. So then I had my first screening yesterday and I'm on the phone with this clinician and she's asked me a bunch of questions and she asked me to describe my air quote symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through everything.
You're talking for an hour.
Yeah. And I'm fucking not taking a breath. You know, I talk hella fast. I just go down the list of everything. Mm-hmm. And I said it's to the point where sometimes I'm a danger to myself or people around me, especially when I get out of my vehicle and I leave it on. The worst thing I ever did was buy a car that had a push button or I leave burners on, shit like that. So I'm explaining for probably about 30 minutes. I did not tell them I had a podcast, you guys, so you'll be proud.
Good.
But as soon as I was done, and then she goes, what did your doctor say when you told your doctor you had tried the ADHD meds and they worked? And I said, well, she said, I'm going to give you a referral to behavioral health. Everything you're telling me, it sounds like you absolutely have it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because it goes back to childhood as well, right? And I said, I have a great relationship with my primary care. She's the one who actually pointed out I had anxiety like 11, 12 years ago. And immediately the clinician goes, yeah, because you're testing moderate for depression and anxiety. And before you can even be screened for ADHD, you have to get treatment for those. And I said, no. You need to listen to me. I'm very self-aware. I get that certain things can overlap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's one thing, but it's another. As far as anxiety, ADHD, OCD, I get that, right? I'm very aware. However, I've had both clinical depression. I had postpartum twice after the birth of my kids. I've had situational depression when Kia was murdered, when my father died. And I'm explaining all this to her. I said, I'm very self-aware. I need you to listen to me and not go off
your checklist,
the statistics on your paperwork and your checklist, because I'm telling you.
I want to know what you could have explained that was giving depression.
And then after that, refers me to the Calm app. Why the fuck do I need to meditate? Now I'm going to need the Calm app. Because you're making me fucking want to kill you.
We've talked about Kaiser providers referring that app in the past. And I have a strong belief that they either own it or they have some type of financial.
Kickback, something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
that's always their first go-to with anyone that deals with Kaiser mental health. That's not a universal remedy for everything. And for some reason, they always want to try that first.
So the little questionnaire I had to fill out beforehand, it had asked me, have you ever been on psych meds? I said, no. Are you opposed to taking psych meds? I put no. It said, there was like a few other questions. And then after she had said, you're on the moderate level, blah, blah, blah. And I did my spiel. She was like, yeah, so you're going to have to go to treatment for those before you can even be screened for ADHD. And then she said,
even though that is what's debilitating to you.
So group therapy. Okay.
Which is another thing they push.
And heavy. You want to put me on antidepressants when I'm telling you I'm old. Okay. I've been in this body a really long fucking time. I'm the expert on this body and this brain.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking listen to me, please.
It's really angering the way they disregard any form of research that you've done for yourself. Not necessarily self-diagnosing, but kind of, you know, like if you're seeking help, which you are, the responsible thing to do would be to do some kind of research for yourself on your symptoms you're having, that type of
Why
thing
am
that
I
you've
like
had
this?
Your whole life. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's reasonable for a person to do that. I don't know why they challenge it every time.
It's always depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
I swear to God, there's a kickback from the pharmaceutical companies on these antidepressants. Yeah. And you know, we're pro meds over here, yeah. 100%.
But no matter what your diagnosis is, that's their first step of treatment. It's like they go in order, and it's really offensive. It's really offensive, and it's gaslighting, and it's fucking
dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Because I've been both clinically and situationally depressed. I know what those feel like. Right. I remember my life, my mental well-being, my physical well-being at those times. I remember mm-hmm. very fucking vividly. You're fucking gaslighting me right now.
Yeah.
And you're not listening
nothing
to me.
Nothing that you struggle with is giving depression. I'm sorry.
Like, nothing.
It's just not. But
so
that's Kaiser.
Then I opened my Kaiser inbox earlier today. And there's a message from a fucking the head of the ADHD department. Oh, mind you, the woman who told me I need to go be treated for anxiety and depression then said it could take up to 6 months for you to even get an appointment to be screened for ADHD because she said, well, you know, due to COVID and all these TikTokers.
That's so offensive. So offensive. So basically she's telling you that she doesn't want to hear anything that you've come up with on your own.
Then had the nerve to tell me, well, everything you just described, I do those things too. And I said, well, do you have ADHD?
That's what my mom used to tell me about my fucking OCD. I think everybody does that to a certain.
I
think that's normal. And it's like, that's such a fucking bullshit way to brush off what you're struggling with.
Invalidate it.
I'm telling you, it's a struggle for me. And you're telling me, oh, well, everyone has that problem. Like, you're a provider. How dare you? I hate them. I shouldn't be able to count on two hands people that I personally know that have been treated that way, told that plan of action, like, and have all varying diagnoses.
No, for real. And how long have I been dealing with all this? For me to want to get on medication, it has to be the dampering and like causing me strife in my life.
It took you this long to even consider it.
It's caused issues in my marriage.
Yeah.
It's caused fucking issues with jobs. It's caused fucking
the show, your family.
Like, I think back a few episodes ago and I was reading a write-in and you said, could you slow down? Like, you're reading that way too fast. And I wasn't reading it fast. And I think, and granted, that's not just ADHD, but I just think about how I go a mile a minute, that I have poor impulse control, just everything.
Scheduling, planning, time following management. Through, time management. It's just, you know.
Tasks. Yeah. Everything's overwhelming. The amount of time I spend sitting in my car, not moving.
Your doctor also said that it's exacerbated with perimenopause. Yep. So it's like, it makes sense why it's getting worse.
Right.
Don't undo the progress that I've made to get to this fucking point to accept help
right.
and want to seek help. Don't undo that because you're a fucking bitch and you're going by your book on how y'all treat people.
And then I'm sitting here thinking, so 6 months, we have an epidemic of people unaliving themselves. You don't think this shit contributes to it?
Right.
Because right. I do. Mm-hmm. I 100% do. And I was saying, you have better psychiatric care. County does.
Yeah.
Than a private
at least I know,
billion dollar corporation.
Yeah. At least I know I can get in within the month.
Right.
I know that for sure. No matter what time of the year it is, whatever, I can get in within the month.
It's fucked up. One of the reasons I've been with my primary care doctor for 12 years is because she listens to me and she trusts me
yeah.
to know my body, right? I want, and I don't think I'm a doctor. I don't think I know more than the psychiatrist because I don't. But you need to listen to me if I'm mm-hmm. telling you certain things.
Yeah.
You don't put me in a box because that's where you want me to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, bitch.
And I know what checklist she's doing. I've been through it. It's a standard intake form. There's like 10 questions. If you score 8 out of the 10, you automatically get. But what they don't tell you is that those same 10 questions can apply to a lot of different conditions. It's not just one, you know? So it's.
Yep. The first thing before we even discuss that thing is I said, I need to make you aware that these options do not fit my answers, because it was like, in the last 30 days, have you? And it's either not at all,
mm-hmm.
several days,
mm-hmm.
every day. My answers were in between not at all and several days. But because I need to acknowledge that it's at least happened, I had to hit several days. So I made sure to say, this isn't. These fucking options don't fit my answers.
Right.
So it's.
Did you talk to them at all about your eating habits and stuff?
I didn't even get to that.
Because you definitely have OCD. Like, that's going to have to be acknowledged too.
For sure.
And it's not a mild case. It's like, we laugh, but like, if you don't eat food a certain way, you won't eat.
I won't eat.
And that's a severe case.
I won't eat.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's not what I want at that moment. Exactly the way I want it.
Yeah.
I won't eat.
Like,
I won't eat.
And that's a whole other thing that needs to be explored.
For sure. But they're going to tell me, no, you
know. Group therapy.
You go to group therapy and you take fucking Prozac.
And I do
Prozac.
Some of that too. And I do that too.
Yeah.
That's what they're going
to
tell
Lady,
you.
Lady, when my foods touch, I don't eat those parts
I really
either.
Think you need to try to reach out to the clinic that I go to.
I 100%.
And just find out. Like, I understand your coverage. Like, that's what you have to deal with because of your coverage. But if there's a way, I wonder if there's a way that you can, I don't know. Like.
So I sent a message to my primary care.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to ask her.
Mm-hmm.
If they refer outside or if my coverage will cover me at an outside doctor because the delay is so long. But yes, I agree.
Something, because Kaiser is not the way to go. And I know that just from like my siblings and what they struggle with. Totally different diagnosis.
Oh my God.
And they had the same problem 6 months out. And then you're automatically getting put on Prozac and you're automatically going to be forced into group therapy.
Oh my God. And you know what else she said to me? She said, I just lost my whole thought. Fuck.
I said my siblings and what they struggle with. And that you definitely need to see.
Oh, she goes, regarding the depression, she goes, well, it says here that you have CPTSD. So depression would fit that.
Oh my God, that's not the same.
She goes, did you ever get help for that?
Oh my God.
I said, do you know how old I am?
This is a nightmare. They're trying to treat you. What? Like, so that's what you're going to use to back up the depression argument? And I'm not telling you that I struggle with any symptoms of depression? It's angering. It pisses me off.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when she mentioned the anxiety, I said, I think I said lady, I know what my anxiety triggers are. It's regarding my kids and their well-being and regarding any type of upset, anger.
Yeah.
Anyone being
up. Conflict. Confrontation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are anxiety triggers for me.
Yeah.
It just makes me so angry talking about it because just. It's a box.
That's all they're
doing. I'm definitely going to reach out to fucking the county clinic.
I hope. I hope, you know, it works out.
Yeah.
If not, you got to just explore what else you can do, you know.
And I was telling you, I'm someone who doesn't have a problem being combative if I'm not being heard.
Yeah, you advocate for yourself.
And I can only imagine people who don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, because they don't want the confrontation. You're not going to get help.
That's the only time I don't mind confrontation is when I feel like I need to stand up for someone or myself. But I can just imagine the people who aren't okay with doing
scary.
It.
It's scary. They're not going to get help.
One of the reasons we have a mental health crisis in this country.
One of many.
A good thing our money is going toward bombs and not fucking that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful.
What's up with this halt? that they're talking about, that Biden called for a halt on sending weapons. Yeah. And Israel's response was, well, we'll act alone then.
We'll use. So he put a halt on precise
weapons transfers,
like precise bombs. I forget what they're fucking called. He put a halt on those.
A specific weapon, not all weapons.
It's a weapon shipment, and the bombs go to a precise target. Mm-hmm. And so Israel was like, well, we'll just use our bombs that bomb 10 buildings at one time. You want us to do that? Like a fucking little,
like a threat,
disgusting,
like a tantrum.
Yep.
Wow.
And according to Biden, even though we're seeing these videos be posted of bombs and bombings and children blown apart again in Rafah, Biden has said, I just saw a speech where he said, I told them if they enter people populations in Rafah, that's my hard red line. And the person doing the interview was like, but we've seen the bombings. And he's like, but those aren't in the people populations yet.
It's all a joke. It's him gaslighting. It's like, do you think we're dumb?
And then the Met Gala, just the videos I'm seeing of the fucking Met Gala. And then the next thing on my feed is fucking blown up children. Like,
it's very
we
tacky.
We live in hell.
It's very fucking tacky that they still held it.
$75,000 for one ticket.
They had huge protests surrounding the Met the whole night, people screaming. And it's like, that didn't trigger anything in you to be like, maybe I should leave. Maybe I shouldn't partake in this. Maybe this is in bad taste to do this right now.
Imagine playing dress up to go jerk off other celebrities.
It's so gross. It's so fucking gross. It's tacky. It's disgusting.
It's inhumane.
Yeah.
Like, oh my fucking God. It just, rage. It's rage. It's fucking rage all the time.
I noticed something earlier. I was listening to this playlist in the car as I was driving, and it was like a 90s playlist, and like, you know, remember that song Jade, Don't Walk Away?
Mm-hmm, I have it on one of mine.
So that comes on, right? And I'm like singing along, nah, nah, nah. And something dawned on me that back then in the 90s and early 2000s, it was very normal to pretend you were having sex on a song and be moaning and have a whole few seconds.
Freak me, baby.
Of moaning, simulating sex on a song to a beat for a long, like an awkwardly long period of time. And that's one of those songs.
Does
and it?
It
was like, this is what it sounds like when you make love. And then she starts moaning for a long,
why do I
long,
not remember long that
time
part of that
to where
song.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna just turn it off.
You're all because awkward it's in the car by yourself
and mad.
You're singing and along, mad. Going,
but just like, you know, Snoop had a song like that where he's, you know, pretending he's fucking and moaning and shit, and like, it was just a thing back then. There's so many. Even Janet Jackson had one. Like, it was a thing.
Yeah.
And it made me really mad and uncomfortable. And I thought, why didn't this bother me when I was, like, young and listening to this?
Fucking outside, girl.
I was, like, probably moaning with it. Or right. No, it was so gross and awkward.
In our platforms and cars.
It was so awkward. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then just in my brain, I was like, okay, this happened a lot in music back then. Don't fucking do that. What if that was happening now? Like, would y'all turn it up? Because we did. That's
we
gross.
Did. And I better hear you guys turn it up if it comes on.
Don't be moaning. Don't be moaning on your fucking songs for 27 seconds of moaning while I'm driving on the freeway pissed.
With peas in the backseat.
With the AC on hella early in the morning, mad. I'm already mad about that. Now you're fucking
you're all
on peas, the song.
You don't sing this part. Don't sing this
don't
fucking part.
Say this.
You can say, sing yes, fuck shit, like, but don't you sing
what
that.
What the fuck? So yeah, it bothered me a lot.
I cannot for the life of me picture that part of that song.
Well, we're going to play it when we get off of here.
For your birthday, I'm putting together a compilation of 90s songs, but me singing.
It's a montage.
It's like a kid's bop, but me.
It better be on a CD. I would be so mad. I would be so fucking mad. It's just you. Every song, it's you.
It's just me. Oh, I'm fucking God. Screaming Back in Black by AC/DC and then fucking SWV Snacks.
You're like, turn it up. Hold on. You're going to love this.
Listen to me in this part.
Oh my God. Do that.
That would be hilarious.
People would love that. They've asked for it. A mixtape.
I might do it. Oh, I might drop one.
Please.
Of my off-tune, off-key singing.
Today I dealt with stingers for a long time because we're trying to get some insurance shit taken care of for his car. He has a claim because somebody like swiped him. And so like they sent a check, but it's whatever. It's such a fucking headache.
I hate dealing with insurance companies.
Yeah. And I'm not familiar with this because I'm used to insurance paying body shops directly for work. But this time they mailed a check and then it's like, but you can't cash the check. So it's like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Oh my God. Just dealing with that and then also with a child that thinks they know everything already and they don't. Oh. Today was a joy.
I'm having a Capricorn son.
Yeah. So the entire time Pease was at school, like I didn't get to relax or like watch any My 600-Pound Life, Where Are They Now?
Where you
or
really anything. Want to be.
Yeah. Drinking coffee, how I really wanted to spend my morning. I got to fuck around with that
shit. Did you get it handled?
No, of course not.
Fuck.
So I don't know. I'll work on it again tomorrow.
It's new a day.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking TV, I was up till 2:30 in the morning last night researching because I happened to watch an episode when I came in the bedroom to go to sleep. Mark had had on YouTube and it was Restaurant Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. And I got all stuck in the episode that was on. So then, of course, I had to go look up if that restaurant was still open, if they succeeded. Then I had to go look up all the restaurants from Restaurant Nightmares and see if they succeeded. Come to find out, they only have a 16% survival rate.
What?
So 16 out of 100 restaurants that Restaurant Nightmares went in and revamped survived.
You know what? I never watched that. You know what I watched was Bar Rescue. Have you ever watched that?
I don't think so.
So it's this guy, this like heavy set white guy, big guy. He comes in and he basically screams at you and your staff.
That's not going to help me.
And tells you how shitty your bar is and how he would never fucking spend a nickel in there. So it's I guess that's what it is, right? The same type of thing. Okay, so that's where that concept must have came from.
So there was another show too with another chef called, his name's Robert something. Big, tall, buff, older white dude that wore glasses. He was on the Food Network. Fuck, I can't remember his name. But he had a restaurant makeover show just like Restaurant Nightmare with Gordon Ramsay. Okay. I liked his version better than Gordon's, but that is where that concept comes from.
I got it. They come in, they tear you a new one. They tell you how disgusting you are. They find black mold and shit in the
ice.
You're
a piece of shit business owner.
And and then they redo it. And then, now I want to watch that. I liked Bar Rescue, so I would probably like.
Yeah, I like watching it, but
Restaurant Rescue, what is it called?
Restaurant Nightmares.
Oh, okay.
But I was really shocked to find out that Such a small percentage survives.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, because I'm assuming there's a lot of work that goes into, because they like redo the interior. They revamp the menu. Shit, there's times where they hire new staff. Like, that's a lot.
You were immersed in this.
I was fucking ridiculously, because I needed to know that at fucking 2 a.m.
That's how I get. Yeah, I can feel, I would have done the same. So
remember, a few episodes back, maybe 2 episodes back, I'd mentioned my mom's brother that had ALS.
Yes, he did.
That she was told he had died.
Oh, she was told he died?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago.
Wait, when we talked about it, you didn't say that part, right? She was still trying to find him and no, he was on a ventilator?
He was tracked in on a ventilator. Well, okay. She talked to his friend from in Japan and he told my mother that he had died. Mm. So my mom called her other siblings, let them know he passed. Her other dipshit, ding-dong, fucking worthless brother in Texas proceeds to jump on Facebook, contact everybody on my Uncle True's friends list to inform them that he died.
Oh, my God.
Because my uncle, so his name is, Uncle Texas is a narcissist and wants like the shine. Yeah. So he wants to be the informer of info.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
the
what
notifier
I mean?
Of
the
death.
Funeral groupie.
Yes.
Yes. So he proceeds.
I can kind of relate. He wants to be the bearer of bad news. Same. Okay.
Dr. Death.
Yes, guys, he died.
Guys, I need to tell you. Listen to me. It's so important. Sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
So he proceeds to let everyone know my uncle died.
Don't say he didn't die.
Come to find out, my cousin in Brazil, so my uncle with ALS, his daughter, one of them that lives in Brazil.
And it's all, like, hold on, Uncle Texas. No, he didn't.
Reached out to my mom's other sister and was like, why the fuck is Uncle Texas telling everyone my dad died? He's not dead yet. And he went through, bitch, and told
the whole friend.
He don't even know these people.
But he had to be the one to tell them.
Fucking Drew's dead.
Scale it back a little bit. He's not. He's still with us.
He's still on a ventilator. Still trying. And my mom was.
He wrote her his daughter.
Your dad's dead.
Your dad is dead, so I'm sorry. She's like, what? I just talked to the nurse earlier. Wow.
My mom what was a shit so show. Fucking mad at him.
What? Because it's kind of her fault. What a shit show.
She was so fucking
That family is a circus.
Hey, I don't remember even who I was saying it to. Maybe it was one of the girls. I was saying, you know, the Damato side, like, I always thought they were the crazy ones, like the mental illness and shit, but it's not. The Spence Stinkies are fucking.
By far.
Like.
By far. World's worse.
Worst than family. Fucking, it's like Shameless on crack, steroids. Oh my fucking God is what it is. And my mom is the only one out of six kids who's not a psychopath, like, honestly.
And she kind of is. Like, I mean, in a nice way, though.
Yeah, she's not, like...
She's not...
She can have empathy bad. And shit.
Yeah.
But she's abrasive and...
Yeah. She's psycho curt. In her own way. Yeah.
Yes. But...
But you guys are the shining stars, I think, of the family. Oh, so what God does that damn. Say?
Right.
That's like craziness.
Listen, yeah. We are... The fucking Princess of Wales compared to fucking.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad. But out of six siblings, my mom is so different. Like all the others for sure inherited their dads. Like a lot of it.
I was going to say there. I mean, if you guys have heard earlier episodes, like they're descendants from evil.
Evil.
Like, not even joking, not exaggerating, not putting the fucking 20 on the 10. No. Like, they're descendants of evil. So she turned out great, considering. No.
And my mom is really sad lately. She's been very sad that she doesn't have a close bond with any of her siblings. Like, she's really sad about it. And I feel a little bad for her. But I also want to
But they're
be
not
like,
great
fuck
people.
Them kids.
So it's like, you know, don't be sad.
I tell her that too. Like,
they're not good people. You know what I mean? So you're not missing out on it. You know, be sad that you didn't have a better family or something, but don't be sad because you're not in contact with them.
And the wild part is so Uncle Japan, basically, the one who's dying, told everyone like 6 years ago that Uncle Texas had fucking molested him when they were kids. Growing up,
they're all.
I mean, it's like so deep
Jesus
and so
Christ,
bad.
Yeah.
But Uncle Texas was like, "I'm telling everyone he's dead."
You go shut your fucking mouth. You go shut your nasty
Hardcore
mouth and go
Christian
to bed.
Christian conservative
molester. Ugh, my God,
is it a shocker?
Not one bit.
Nope.
Gross.
Yeah, it's fucking spin stinkies or something else.
Yeah.
I saw this question posed on another. On another, maybe it was on a reel, but okay. After watching a YouTube video and reading about it, what is one, and I started laughing because I'm like, this is perfect for us. What is one surgical procedure you think you'd be able to do?
On someone else?
Yeah.
Hmm. None.
I said,
confidently. Oh, what were you going to say?
Your scar might be a little fucked up, but the easiest one, a lip lift. Because, you know, you just cut through some of the fucking layers.
Like, no, but there's so many layers and you don't go through all of
them.
But
you get to watch a YouTube video and you get to research.
I've seen people heal and they're like this.
Oh, well, I said your scar might be fucked up, but I think I can fucking go start to finish.
I'm like,
not that I'm doing it.
I was gonna say lipo, but I would puncture something, and it has like a blade on the end of
embolism.
It. Yeah, like no, nothing.
The one girl on the reel I was watching was like, "What about an Achilles repair?" And I'm absolutely not.
No, are you crazy? No, no way.
Reattaching a finger?
No.
There's so many nerves and arteries.
Nerves. Like when surgery is like way more intricate and, you know, involved.
I'm not a surgeon.
Than I thought. Yeah, you're not just like stitching on a teddy bear arm. Like,
no,
you're,
I'm an MD.
You're reattaching nerves. You're doing all kind of other shit.
And
no,
they got to line up.
No.
You can't fucking align that nerve with this one, bitch, and just put them together because they're both nerves.
It ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it would be necrosis and you'd lose the finger anyway.
I can do an amputation.
But could you under solder pressure. It properly? Is that what it's called when you fucking
burn the nerves or burn the arteries?
Yeah.
I got with a lighter. If in a pinch, like you had to, like you're trapped on a fucking mountain and it's the only
way to
frame. I could
put a sling on your fucking leg with a tree and a ripped up t-shirt. I could build you a cast or something.
So I guess, yeah, if I had to pick a surgical procedure, it would be like an emergency under pressure amputation. Hopefully it's just a finger, not a fucking leg.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Can you imagine? Mm-mm. People have had to do that, though.
No, I'm not doing it.
Like regular Joe Schmoes have had to fucking amputate friends, families. Well, we've seen it in fucking Palestine. Thank God he was a doctor.
Well, that was a doctor. Yeah.
But like fucking carpenters, you know, or.
No way. I wouldn't even try. I would just tell
you. It's either that or your people die.
Just rest, my child. We're not doing it.
Right.
I would faint. I would fuck around
God
and faint.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I would be like, bitch, get this fucking leg off now.
I personally couldn't do it. I would faint because like I've fainted when getting my lips done before and just like I get squeamish when I see certain shit.
The only thing that grosses me out is fucking really bad that like makes my gag reflexes come out is snot and boogers. It's like
you wouldn't appreciate the video
hot
that Mark
pee in
sent
a bag
me. Mark sent or did you send that? You sent that, the kid with the why'd you do that? I'll block both of you today.
Because I put in the comments, I don't love my kids this much at all.
He sent me some shit earlier that was equally bad, but it was something different. Just like, you're both disgusting. Stop.
It was a dad. Let me tell you guys. All right. I don't love nobody enough to do this for them because I feel it's unnecessary.
You don't have to do that. No one had to do that. That's not a life or death thing.
And his daughter. Oh, God, made me throw up. Since the little girl was a baby, he'd been putting his mouth over her nose and sucking her snot off, okay? The little girl is now, like, 4, and he's still doing it. And the reel was like,
but
how
like,
it started.
Why did you ever do it? Like, you're sick. You're gross. There was never a reason for you to do that. That, like, you're just being gross for attention.
You better wipe that shit on the inside of her shirt.
Yeah. You could use anything. There's so many other ways to deal with the snotty nose of a kid.
You better rub your face on that grass.
You're being gross. There's
you're
no
fucking,
reason
you got
for
a
that shit.
Snot kink, bro. Mm-mm. You're disgusting. Yeah, so I just put in the comments, I don't love anyone enough to do this.
I had another situation the other day, and I've complained about this before, and it's happening again. I know... have you ever got those phone calls where they're like, hi, like I'm calling about your gas and electric, but they're not from PG&E. Uh-huh. They're like surveying or whatever. So I was at home the other day. It was like fucking 7:30 at night or something. Bunny was in the bath and Me and Peas were in the living room, and they didn't ring my doorbell. They just lightly tapped on my door.
I knew you were going to say them bitches showed up.
And I look out, and it's a guy, and he has a little clip-on badge, right, that has, like, a plastic laminate.
From fucking dollar store.
And he has a clipboard. And I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, yeah, I'm here to – I need to inspect your gas and – I need to come in and inspect your gas and electric real quick. And I said, are you with – and I said the name of my property, right?
That's
I said,
code do you, for rape.
I said, do you work for so-and-so? And he goes, no, I'm with the heating and electric. Kept saying that, like the gas heating and electric, the heating and electric. So I said, okay, so do you work for, and I said, PG&E, which is the company. And he goes, no, as soon as he said no, I said, no, thank you. And he goes, well, you're going to get a $50 credit on your bill, but I need to inspect it. I said, no, thank you.
Sir, my bill is $1,500. Fuck that $50 credit.
Right. So I never opened the door. So then you were going to come in. Bitch, you wanted to come in.
So that I was watching something. People rob fucking people that way.
So this happened before. Remember I told you they came to my door at night before and shit. And it's like,
because why are you coming hella late when people are tired and caught off guard?
And it made me hella mad because I'm like, what if the first thing he said was, I'm here to inspect your gas and I need to inspect your gas and electric. I need to come in and do it. What if Bunny was home alone and they said that and she was feeling like she obligated to open the door? So I waited till she came out and I was like, listen, you know not to ever, I don't care if they do work for the apartment.
Even if it's the police.
Or, no one. I don't care who it is. You do not open the door. You know that, right? I don't care if they have a badge. I don't care if, you know, because like, it just made me think old people would open the door or like, you know, just, it made me so mad. So make sure your kids, whoever, make sure your mom, anybody knows, don't open the fucking door.
Ask your neighbor for the Ring camera footage.
I don't want to talk.
Do you want me to come do it?
I wasn't even going to fucking go along with it at all. No, I'm not agreeing to that because I don't want to talk.
God damn it. Amal, do you want me to come over and knock on your neighbor's door and get it?
You can do whatever you want, but I don't want to talk.
Because I want to know what company.
Yeah.
Air quote company.
Mm-hmm.
He's from.
And then so insistent. And then to throw out the dollar amount, like, well, you're going to get a $50. Like, just open the door. Like, it felt very much because like, just open it, please. Like, bitch, no. I said no.
Because the meters are on the outside of your home. The meters are
what
not
are
inside.
What are you coming to inspect?
What are you coming to inspect?
Mm-mm.
You're lying.
But to give me three different let me ins, like, bitch, you're not getting in here. I'm going to stick my gun out the fucking door in a minute if you don't leave.
No,
don't
he's trying to come
in to my
and inspect
door.
Your butthole.
Yes, he was. He was. So,
oh my God.
Tell your people,
that makes
do
me
not.
Really fucking piss.
Yeah. And they knocked on my neighbor's door next. So I don't know if I never did go find out if he opened his door or what, but I just made sure Bunny knew, like, I don't give a fuck who it is. Do not open the fucking door.
I don't care if they tell you I'm dead.
Yeah.
Don't open the fucking mm-hmm. door.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Made me very mad.
That's really scary.
It is.
It's really fucking scary because what if you would have been caught off guard or something?
On the phone and just pulled it open to be like, what? Yeah.
Mm-mm,
I'm going to get another gun and I'm going to keep it near the front door so it's just within reach because I have one in my room.
Just stick a barrel of a shotgun out that motherfucker.
Or just put an invisible fucking, what's it called? Floating bookshelf next to the door that has a gun right on top of it that the kids can't reach.
Yep.
But I can reach up and grab it for when I answer the door. It's just the door answering gun. That's what we're going to get.
No, for real, because none of this shit is safe.
No, fuck no.
Piece of shit.
Real quick, I have in my notes, if anybody fits a, this is random, sorry. I've been doing a lot of cleaning and trying to press you about the garage sale that I want to have and everything. I have a lot of unused, brand new, with tags still attached, bras and bra and panty sets and shit from Fenty and from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, you buy nice stuff.
That is beyond the return period that is still in the plastic that I want to get rid of. So either I'll sell it at the garage sale or if you happen to fit a 38G or a 38, I think some of them might be triple D. You can have them just pay for shipping.
That's really nice of you. Yeah,
and I'll send them to you. Just pay for the shipping. Because I want them to go to somebody, you know, that could use them.
Because that size bra especially is really expensive.
Yeah, it is. So, but they've been literally in the plastic, in the bag, in the corner of my room for over a year. Like, it's time to get rid of them. So
someone who can utilize them. Yeah. So if you have large, fat titties, as Stevie told me.
What?
The other fucking day.
If you have those, let me know.
I bought this shirt on clearance at Target. It's really cute. Of course, it's hot fucking pink. And you have to really stretch it for me to get it on. And I was like, oh, Stevie, you can totally fit this. Try it on.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not trying it on. And I was like, no, I'm like, for real, I really had to stretch it to get into it. Like, if you fit it, you can fucking have it. Like,
yeah.
And she was like, you have fat titties. I don't. Oh, and I was like, damn, bitch, not even big boobs, fat titties.
That's
aggressive.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Asshole. But it's really cute. But I just, it's more her than me. You know? Okay.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to our listener. I hope she still listens. Too Solid. From San Jose.
The new braids. The so
braider.
Good.
The raw braider.
Hella good.
She was in my town the other day. She was in my town and didn't let me know, but she met a friend of mine that owns a barbershop and they were talking hair stuff and, you know, they got to talking and they realized that they both knew me. And yeah, I would like to see you if you come back to my town and me, you and that friend would love, you know, I would love for me and that friend to take you out for drinks or something next time. He hit me up and he was like, hey, hella people know you. And I was like, what? And he told me and he described her. And then as soon as he said her name, I was like, oh yeah, I didn't know that she was coming to my city. So just wanted to give her a shout out.
And to all of you, I forgot what I was gonna say.
No, again. You lied. What? God
damn it. Yep. Fuck.
We were talking about San Jose, my town.
Nope, it regarded listeners hair, and the listeners, fucking show.
Small world. God damn it. I hate when that happens.
It's been happening a lot this week. All right.
I think my lack of sleep might have something to do with me starting meds.
Oh.
I'm talking about myself.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it's still about me. It's still fucking about me.
Yes. Stop talking about me now. But, you know, I started meds. And so I'm switching it and I'm going to start taking it before bed, which I think is what they had me doing before.
They did.
And this time I've been taking it in the morning. So I need to change it up and see if it helps a little bit.
Are you going to do that tomorrow?
I did last night and I'm going to do it, continue it and see if it helps.
I hope it does.
Yeah, me too.
As fuck.
Because not only have I been hot, but I've been hot and not being able to stay asleep.
I'm telling you, that black fucking cohosh has literally saved my sanity.
Yes.
I can't live without it.
Good. I'm so glad it works.
Thank you so much. Because fuck. Oh, I know what I was going to say. God damn it.
What?
Listeners, if you guys have photos of yourselves wearing our merch with a coffee cup, with a keychain, with a button,
anything,
please DM it to us.
Yeah, we want to fill up the IG page and we want to start doing page posts of you guys.
Yes.
Didn't some already come through?
Yeah, we have a couple.
Okay.
So, but I know there's a lot more.
Yeah, so please send them. Even if you've sent them before, please resend them so that we can post you and represent on our page.
That's what I wanted to say.
What else was I gonna say? I'm still sober. If you didn't listen to Patreon,
you're missing out.
I'm 1 month sober, so I kind of went into that. So I'm still on that. We'll see what happens for my birthday. Yeah, and I've been getting invited out a lot to, you know, go and drink, and I didn't realize how much anything social that I did was centered around drinking.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, but I mean, whatever. I can have fun without it. And I'm just, it's not even like I have a reason to not drink right now. I'm over it and I'm tired of being embarrassed. So like I could totally play pool or whatever without drinking.
For now, still have fun. Sober living.
Yeah. So We talked about getting silly tattoo ideas, raccoons or a cat or something. I was thinking, of course, yours would have a cigarette. But what if we did like little animal stealing or something?
At self-checkout. I'm just kidding.
What if we did? Like,
oh my God. Oh my God.
I like that.
I love that idea. But speaking of self-checkout, I'm in a store yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a bunch of shit. And, you know, I hit the buy one, get one free sale. Uh-huh. And I look over and the woman next to me is doing the exact same fucking thing. And we locked eyes and like... It was a nod of solidarity.
Yes, it was. Oh, I love it.
Fucking funny. But
I love it. I love that so much.
Same. I was good. Like, I see you, girl.
The neighborhood app, I think that's what it's called, that I be sending screenshots to you sometimes from. I get notifications from my area to my email. And so I got one the other day and it said something about caught shoplifting, like no class or whatever. So I'm like, oh, this is my shit. So I click on it.
It's you.
So, right. To go look. And it's at CBS and it's kids. And they posted kids and they were talking hella shit. And they were like, they were in there stealing a whole bunch of food and blah, blah, blah. So,
oh,
you know,
no.
Of course me, I look at the comments first, and a lot of people were like, hey, you better be careful posting people's kids.
Because, bitch, you post my fucking kid on a public forum, we're going to knock at your front door.
So I left a comment, and I was like, not only that, but if you see people shoplifting food, bitch, no, you didn't. Like, how fucking dare
kids
you?
Kids taking food, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys are adults.
Yeah, and you're talking about shit. Class. And you're talking about class. Like, please get the fuck out of here, please. Not concerned for these kids. Not concerned do they have food at home. Like, can I help them? But let me post their fucking faces on an app and complain about their level of class.
Oh, my God.
It made me so mad.
It made me feel fire.
Yeah.
Dude.
But I was like, bitch, no, you fucking didn't, first of all. And also, yeah, be careful posting people's motherfucking kids.
Because now I hope one of their parents comes and whoops your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's fucking gross behavior.
Yeah.
Don't be gross like
Don't
that.
Don't be like that.
For real. And if you're able to, when you see a child stealing food, offer to fucking buy it for them.
Yeah.
And
or
if
offer
you can't,
to fucking
watch out so they don't get caught.
Watch out so they can leave and then give them money in the parking lot or
yes.
something. Like, don't fucking be a bitch like that.
They need a cigarette after that.
I have a few things I've watched lately that I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
On Prime, there is a movie that Bunny picked out the other day. It's called Bones and All.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a modern day vampire movie. Very fucking good.
Really?
Very beautiful. I was shocked.
Because I don't even like vampire
shit. I did not. Me either. And I didn't think I would like it. And I also thought, oh, is this like a teenager kind of movie?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be into it. But I was watching it and I fucking loved it. And it was really beautiful, but also very gory.
Aesthetics matter.
Oh, yes. It was so. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, girl. Yes.
I pulled one of your moves.
You sure the fuck did.
Who was that? Who? Can she calm down? Who the fuck was that? Oh, yes. Wow.
Every bit of white DNA came out at one time.
It came pouring out into the room. It's all over the room. Oh my. Oh, yes, girl. The aesthetics. It was aesthetically pleasing. It was beautiful and gory, and I highly recommend it. It's called Bones and All on Prime. Watch it. And you're going to say, oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, yes. Then another one that I watched last night, which was also aesthetically pleasing and beautiful. And the main actress is so fucking gorgeous. Probably the most beautiful human that graced the earth. It's called Nanny. And it's about a nanny and it's like gets dark, but it's good.
Who's the main actress?
I don't know her name. I don't know her name, but she's in the movie. She's an African woman and she's super fucking dark skinned and like tall and super slim and just gorgeous. And I think I saw a clip of her. I hope she wasn't at the Met, but I saw a clip of her dressed up recently. And a lot of people were like, oh, my God, she's so stunning. And she is. I hope she wasn't at the Met. I'm going to say it again. But yeah, just watch
The Nanny?
That. The Nanny. Or it's called Nanny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched anything, I don't think.
Those are both on Prime. They're really good. The end.
Yeah, no. I was trying to think if I watched anything and I haven't. All right. We got a bunch. Yay, hey, hey. Okay. Hello, lovely story time. Please let me know both of your opinions. Let me tell you about my ex-best friend and what she did. This is from a few years ago, and at the time, we had been friends for about a year. We had met in Florida, but I moved to another state, and we kept in touch. Got super close by talking on the phone almost every day. Sorry. Fast forward, she had recently got divorced and was taking a trip in her RV. She was passing through and wanted to stop by, and I was really excited. My husband, children, and I go out and check out her RV. Everyone is all happy and giggly. Well, she looked at my husband and said, "That look, though." And, "Damn, I'm not even into white boys, but you look like Aquaman." Which I don't think so. I think she meant by his beard, but I don't know. I'm not thinking too much about it because she always be saying off-the-wall stuff and everyone's happy. I'm not trying to be a downer. Plus, I hate confrontation. So I let it slide. My husband's not reacting to her, so I'm like, whatever. But she keeps on making comments and googly eyes.
What?
On my to my husband.
And this is her first time meeting him?
She even asked him to come to Washington with her to do some work for a potential house. And when he responded, like, "Sure, me and the family can all go," she was like, "No, just you, ha ha." He was like, "Yeah, not happening, ha ha." She left soon after, and when she did, I knew I was done with her. My husband immediately told me how uncomfortable that situation made him and asked me to confront her face-to-face when she came back from her trip. So I planned on it, but she just decided to not come back by, and we just don't talk anymore. Looking back, obviously, I would have said something during the situation, but it made me think that maybe she had a thing for my husband the whole time we were friends. Or maybe she thought since she got a divorce now, she can just act a fool. What do you think? I think she wanted to fuck your husband and don't respect you.
That's very fucking weird. That's so weird. To even play like that. Like, I have never been one to be flirty or
None of my friends ever have done that shit to Mark.
Fuck no. That's so weird. I would never.
Can you imagine you bring your fucking boyfriend and I'm like, "That look, though."
Could you imagine?
Come with me to Washington.
Not all y'all, just you.
Just what? You.
That's so weird.
Now there's going to be a fight and just you are getting beat down.
What the fuck?
You're disrespectful. She don't respect y'all, the friendship.
I'm so careful with shit that, like, I don't even like to text Mark without texting you also. I also don't text William without texting you also.
Which is so funny because I'm like, you.
I'm just like that.
Fucking come over here when I'm not
but
home.
But it's just a respect thing. It makes me feel weird. I don't want I won't do it. So I always try to like I'm never going to be the one to just text somebody alone. I feel like somebody's partner or whatever. Like, I'm very respectful and I go beyond what is expected.
Yeah, you do.
You know, like I just for my own comfort and just because I don't want to ever feel like I'm stepping on anybody's toes or too comfortable or anything like that. Because I have had people like be too comfortable with my boyfriends or whatever in the past and like, I don't know, act like they want to ride home from them or something. And it's like, whoa, like you're kind of tripping. No, you're a whore. Like,
yeah.
No,
put your tits away, bitch.
You're not doing that. I'm riding too. Or bitch, I'll punch you. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, that's fucking gross.
Fuck her.
Yuck. That's not a friend. And at all. She's not a girl's girl.
No, and we hate those.
Hate them.
Hate them.
She's a horse whore.
Yeah, not even a good.
And like, we love whores.
Yeah. No, she's
trash.
A slut.
Yeah. Worthless.
Yeah. Hold on. I had some I pulled up too.
Okay. On my own. It's not.
Okay. That, I got it. I got it. Thank you. That'll be enough of that. Okay.
Okay. You want to read this?
Okay.
You can read the next however many your breath carries you through. There's a bunch.
Okay.
Because you guys, we love you.
Thanks for reading my shout out where I mentioned waiting for the fish to need a doorbell. I still haven't seen one, LOL, but I'm still holding it down for them. That's so
good
cute.
Good girl. Love it.
I'm listening to the latest pod and have a lie story for you if you want to read it on the show. Anonymous, please. I grew up in Illinois, small town girl, until I was 12 before moving to the Bay.
Same.
I went to an elementary school with kids from the next town over. I told a bunch of kids one day for no fucking reason that my house was swept away by a tornado. That's a big one.
You were bored?
They didn't seem to care, so I added that my family lives in the rubble. I added so much extra sauce to that story until their eyes were huge, and I reeled them all the way in. I left the school satisfied as fuck.
She's like, I sleep in the fireplace.
I sleep under the foundation of my house.
You telling everyone you're Balinese. You're from Bali.
I didn't even stop to think that I only said my house, not the neighbors or anyone else's. So later that night, I'm watching TV with the family and the phone rings back to back to back. My poor dad.
Oh, my God.
Had to tell all of their parents that we are fine. They were doing a fundraiser. Had to tell all of their parents that we are fine and that I lied and declined all of their kind offers for food and shelter.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It reminded me when Naya was little in kindergarten, they went around during the, Sorry. Oh, wait till I tell you this.
I was so mad. They called and busted me out. I got in so much fucking trouble. They made me go to school the next day. I had too much pride to admit I lied, so I just avoided everyone and acted like this never happened. They just all thought I was full of shit from then on. Luckily, I moved schools shortly after and never lied like that again. I don't know why I felt the need to make that up, especially since I had a lot of really crazy true stories, but I'm glad I didn't tell those since they're clearly snitches.
Wow.
Anyways, I love the show and love hearing that I'm not the only lying ass bitch as a kid. That's hella funny.
Dude, one day I got a call from the school and Naya was like in kindergarten. I get a call from the school and the school's like, yeah, we're doing holiday donations right now. And, Naya let us know that you guys were having a little trouble. And I was like, what? And she goes, well, yeah, Naya put her name on the list.
Oh, my God. For stuff.
For free Thanksgiving meals.
Oh, fucking God. What? You need to remind her of that.
I was fucking mortified.
They were like, no, I got it. I promise.
I was like, no, we're fine. I don't know why Naya did that. I'm so sorry. I had been bitching about fucking shit.
Complaining. Running your mouth.
So she's like, we need food. We're poor.
Oh my fucking God.
I was mortified when they called and they were like, Naya put you guys on the list for free holiday meals.
Bunny, when she Fucker. Was like 4 or 5, told the neighbors, she used to play with the little boy that lived upstairs and proceeded to tell him and argue him. And I think tell his mother that she broke every bone in her body before.
I remember.
And I was like, you don't fucking, I heard her arguing about it one day. And I guess this had been an ongoing story. And I was like, you're going to get me put in fucking jail. You ain't never broke a bone in your life. Do not tell that boy and his mom again.
Every bone
in her body she's broken.
The mom
before.
Was like, her mom beats her.
Do you need help?
Yeah, her mom
what
beats her.
What the fuck, kids? Oh my God.
They're fuckers, dude. It's
so funny.
God, we have okay. Hey ladies, I have an idea for a topic. Family lies. First is my family. It's super sad now that I'm thinking of it as an adult. My older cousin had a baby in the 70s. She was single. The baby's dad was, I heard, a one-night barfling. While still pregnant, she met a man who was into her but not having that kid. She was putting the kid up for adoption. His single grandma, my aunt, wanted to adopt him. If she had gotten him, my family would have adopted him. Story goes, baby's grandma was single too. So to improve her chances of being approved to adopt him, she married her boyfriend. He agreed if she co-signed for his motorcycle.
Oh my God.
They both got what they wanted and soon divorced. baby's grandma is now his mom. Hold on. Baby's grandma is now his mother. His mother is known as his sister, and he also has a brother. This went on through his life. I don't know how me and my sister didn't tell him because we have always known. We are close in age. Now we're all in our 50s. His real mom and grandma are deceased. He looked for his adopted dad online and comes across his obituary. He then contacts his newfound sister. She had no clue about him and wonders why her father never mentioned him. I feel so sorry for her because her dad was never attached to my cousin except on the adoption papers. He has that last name. So to this day, my cousin has no idea of the layered life that is his history. I can't tell him because my sister won't let me, but I feel like at least I should tell his, air quote, sister. She isn't really his sister, and her dad wasn't a bad guy. Mm. What would you do? By the way, my cousin has not had a great life. He lives in another state now, seems to suffer with mental health and mental health issues and possibly drug addiction.
Mm-mm. Then you leave him alone.
Yeah, if he didn't have the mental health or the other issue, I would fucking tell.
It's the same situation with my dad and making the revelation that I did about our family. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to tell him, and I wouldn't do that anyway because it would set him off. So
why disrupt?
Right. Someone who's already had a rough life and has struggles already. It's very common, actually, for those type of family scenarios for other people to raise babies as their own that weren't, but keep them in the family. It's very, very common.
Very.
And it just be like that sometimes. I understand the wanting him to know the truth, especially because he was seeking out relatives, but the rough life and the mental health and all that, I wouldn't
chance it.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Sorry. Here we go. We have an update. Hi, it's me again. The girl whose ex won a jackpot. Remember? He won a jackpot and didn't give her shit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally back with an update. Took me 4 months to get the energy to write in because it's been a shit show. Before I get into the nitty gritty, I wanted to clarify a few things. First, he won the jackpot at an online casino. I wasn't there, but was the first one he called when he won. Second, prior to winning, he was giving me money here and there for gas to meet up. He was giving you gas for his wiener.
Yeah.
To meet up or just for food. At the time, he was trying to prove he was a provider. Okay, so back to the update. When I initially wrote in, I wanted to wait for Christmas to see if maybe then I'll get a Christmas gift of his winnings. LOL. Did it happen? No. I was still so nervous to ask for money, so I had him listen to the podcast.
Oh, my God. And we're like, you better give her money.
Motherfucker.
God.
I know I'm a lame, but for some reason I couldn't ask.
Did it work?
Something in me couldn't work the courage up to ask, which is so weird.
I mean, whatever. I feel you.
Even the most outspoken get nervous at times, or awkward. Which is so weird because I'm typically so blunt with him. I tell him straight up when he smells or if he doesn't look good. But with money, it's an issue. I was shy. Once he listened, he said that I was a selfish, a narcissist, and other names.
Whoa.
We had an argument and didn't talk for a while. During that time, he went back to drinking and started to have his angry drunk episodes again.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Once New Year's hit, he decided to give me money, $2,800. The day he gave me the money, I could tell off the bat that he didn't want to give it to me. His energy was screaming forced, and I told him if it's not genuine, then I don't want it. We went back and forth with the money, but he was adamant that I take it. My intuition was screaming that if I were to take it, he would think I owed him. I was right. A couple of days went by, and he was acting as if we were getting back together. Getting upset if I told him the truth about my feelings toward him, he always knew that I didn't love him like I used to. I care for him deeply as a friend, but like I said before, he is just not the one. He thought he could buy my love. Since January, we've been cool, not great, but cool. Fights break out, and he asks for the money back.
No.
I tell him I'll give it to him, but once I do, I'm done for good. I don't say it to scare him from getting the money back. I tell him that I don't need people like that in my life. People who throw shit in your face are not my type of people. Anyways, we're on okay terms. I'm mostly upset with him because he's back to drinking. Something I'm highly against when it comes to him and his well-being. I used the money he gave me to help me get through esthetician school, and since then have been watching the teachings of Miss Sprinkle Sprinkle so I could get the feeling of asking a man for money out of my system.
Good.
I plan on never being with him sexually again. I really need to let this man go. For the ladies listening, a man will always show or tell you who he is. Never stay with the selfish, lazy ones. Please run. Anyways, thank you both for all that you do. Love you both. And as always, free Palestine.
Thank you for the update. Yep. And girl, don't give him shit.
Don't give none
of
it back.
Just keep him out on his ass. Fuck him. And don't deal with him no more. Cut him off.
Right.
But keep that money.
No, for real.
Yeah. Don't give him nothing.
I wouldn't give it back.
Mm-mm.
All right. Sorry. Hi, ladies. I'm writing in for myself as a Mother's Day shout out. As y'all know, motherhood is hard as fuck. And it's nice to hear you're doing a good job. So I just wanted to shout out my motherfucking self for doing the damn thing. I'd love to hear it from my two favorite internet TS. Thank you so much for everything you ladies do, and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
And that is from I'm an Idiot. So, oh, wait, sorry. I got it. Let me do a zoom in. NP Mama Bessie. So, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
You're a kick-ass mom. Love it. Okay. We have a few more you want to read.
Okay.
Okay. There's that one, and then, well, you can scroll over. There's a bunch.
Okay, trigger warning. Hey, beauties. I wrote in a few weeks ago regarding my case with my granny's husband, who had sexually assaulted my cousin and I.
Yep.
I just wanted to give a little update. My mom and auntie told my granny about the abuse today. She, my granny, has decided to move forward and divorce his bum, nasty ass, thank God, and kick him out of her house, which is under her name. Boss, yes.
That's a good grandma.
Yes. Thank you for this support and advice. I feel like a huge weight has been lifted. And to be honest, I don't think I could have gotten through this without the both of you.
Mm.
Even though you don't know me, feeling a part of the pod community has given me great strength. Please, please, please keep the pod going. That's why I subscribe to Patreon.
Thank you.
You're literally doing the civil duty everyone needs. I love you both and appreciate you so much. Love always. Free Palestine. That's the update I wanted. Thank God.
That's the update.
I'm so glad. Yeah, you have supportive family. Of course, you have our support. And the right thing is happening. Like, he's out. He's divorced. Like, you
know. Especially for your grandma to be divorcing him. You know, old folks be stuck in their ways.
Yes. Yes.
Like, oh my
God.
That's
huge for a grandma to do that. Yeah, that's huge.
I'm really happy for you.
I hope that you and your cousin can get some healing because you deserve it.
You do deserve it. You deserve to be happy. And give your grandma a hug from us because that's got to be hard, you know, to find that out about your husband.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're getting some justice.
And let me just say this podcast, you guys listeners, like, it really does feel like a family. Like, we're all rooting each other on. Everybody's here for each other. And I think that's one of my most favoriteest things about this show is the communal support. It's just top tier.
For sure. And I think you guys can tell that we'd be genuinely invested. And we really do care, and we try to help as much as we can. You know what I mean? Not just, it's not just content for us.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, we really do care and want to help you guys with your situations.
Definitely.
Okay, this one sounds like it might be funny. This is another update that we wanted. Hey, so the brother golden shower was my story. Never even crossed my mind that that's what happened until you guys mentioned it. I'm crying laughing. Anyways, me and my brother are super freaking close. He's my best friend. We tell each other everything, no secrets. Growing up, he was an ass, but he always had my back. It was like he was the only one who could make fun of me. We've been in physical fights together against other people. He slapped girls for me one time when I was getting jumped. Anyways, we did grow up wildly and, quote, summers with my mom were wild.
I think her mom is Shovel Tits.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder.
I think her mom is Shovel Tits.
Thanks for reading. Me and my best friend had a great laugh. If I think of any more good ones, I'll write in. Thank you.
Thank you. I love that you guys are hella close, even though you fucking golden showered him as a child. Yes,
God, that's so funny.
So fucking funny.
Okay. Hi, can you keep this anonymous? My friends and family listen, so they would know it's me immediately. I have a sad sex story / question. My friends with benefits got into a bad car accident. He has a broken neck, ribs, and one of his legs was completely shattered. Fuck. He's in a neck brace and has to use a wheelchair for a few more weeks, but is expected to have a full recovery. I've mostly been hanging out with him to get him out of the house. Taking someone around in a wheelchair is a lot more difficult than it looks. Shout out to you, yes. Crystal, for looking after people.
Oh, thank you.
So I feel horrible about this about his situation, but he's been asking me for sexual favors. Jesus Christ. He's on a lot of pain meds. Fucking men.
High and horny. Right.
He's on a lot of pain meds and clearly can't move really well, but for some reason it makes him more attractive. You might be a little dominant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think he looks better when he doesn't talk as much.
And this is the writing we need.
Am I fucked up?
Wait, nope.
Am I fucked? I'm up for having sex with someone who's disabled and on pain meds.
Nope.
No. You're doing the Lord's work.
Have you not listened to the episode When a Man Loves a Woman and Aunt Deb and fucking Wheelchair Willie?
To be fair, he's initiating everything. You're not molesting.
Yeah. I mean, just because he's disabled doesn't mean he can't fuck.
Yeah. To be fair, he's initiating everything but concussed and on some strong medication. That's the end. You didn't even fucking. That's the end. Girl, get that. You're having fun. He's enjoying it. Don't worry.
You better let him wheel you around the living room fucking doggy style, girl. Get that shit. You better play choo-choo with that fucking, them wheels. Can you have him pop a wheelie while you're riding him? Like,
shut the fuck up. Yeah, no, have fun.
She's so sweet and concerned.
I know. Worried about like, consent and shit. Girl, he's fine. You're fine.
He is fine. Bang him if you want.
This one is long. This one is like three things long.
See if he gives you his bank account money. Bank account info while he's high. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Hi, Thea, Pat, and Auntie Crystal. You guys had me fucking rolling when Auntie Crystal was on the old podcast. Y'all completely stole the show. It was so funny and HD was created. I met one of my best friends, Solid Mentality, and Lando Bando Art, and he painted a portrait of y'all during the pandemic.
He did.
We would FaceTime and be on our bully and went and vent to each other. I was on a hypomania trip going from the East Coast to the West Coast. And he said, if you can stop by Nebraska. And me being me, when I met him, he said, bitch, I followed you because of Hello Dysfunction. And you were super cool. And since then, he's came to see me in LA. And we've been besties ever since. I socked some dude in the face for getting too close to me, and Lando finished it for me because that's what besties do, period.
Love it.
But he also said, you're not in LA, when he came out here with 1-800-MARY. Wait, you're not out here when he came out here with 1-800-MARY. We ate pizza and chilled, but when we came here, we slept because I'm truly a punk Afro-Latina chick. I love my city, also an astrologer. low-key flex, Venus in queers.
Yeah, she did my birth chart for me before. She's fabulous. Oh,
that's great.
I love the HD friendships formed, yes. Like the besties. There's so many pairs that we've heard of.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
And I love both of them. Yes. So I like that. I think the one after that, read that one. It looks a little long.
You read it. I don't smoke anymore. I have a headache.
Get out.
I'm like nauseous all of a sudden.
I'm going to, where are you even at?
See, I brought you to one that was next. It said something about lies at the top.
Yeah, I'm going to read this one because this is from a few weeks ago, okay. So I want to get to it. And then I think, okay.
You didn't have to do that.
Fuck you. Ahead. Hi, Crystal and Patafria. I just started my Master of Art in Clinical Mental Health Counseling after being a teacher for 7 years.
Wow.
Good shit. I earned my Master of Education with teaching certification when I was 35 years old. High fucking five, man.
Yes.
Anyway, poster child for ADHD when the med wears off in the evening. I actually have my picture on Adderall ads. Not really, but you get my drift. Same girl, same. I digress. So one of my assignments in Advanced Multicultural Perspectives is to complete a book review on a book from a list the professor provided. I chose the book, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, written by John Boyle. At many points throughout the book, I thought, I see what is going on here. Having prior knowledge of World War II, I was able to figure out very quickly what the author was saying without saying it. At the end of the audiobook, there's an interview with the author in which he describes his book as a fable. I found at least two morals in the story, and I'm sure there are more. I challenge you both to read or listen to this book so we can talk about it. I think you'll love the book as much as I did. Anywho, I'm going to get back to the assignment. Just wanted to recommend this book to you and see if you guys were up for reading it. The world sucks right now, and even though this is a heavy topic, I think there's a lot about present day that you can hear throughout the story. I've been listening since I caught your 86th episode, Go Fight at Cheese Park, on or about July 8th, 2020. Then I went back and started at the beginning. I've listened to all the episodes start to finish at least 7 times.
Oh my God.
Wow. And some episodes like Liver Spotted Dick, Poop Knife, and You Better Not Suck It. God damn, we're disgusting fucking bitches. And more. There are too many to name them all. My husband and I have laid in bed listening to My Girls and laughing hysterically to the point of tears and hurting ab muscles on many nights before bed. He even listens to you when he's at work. He drowns out the idiots he works with. Seriously.
That.
You have been saving my life for 4 years, and I can't thank you enough for the incredible, real, and authentic content this show is founded on. I listen to you, and I'm inspired. You are strong, confident women. I can totally relate to you. Childhood trauma, da-da-da-da, blah-da-blah, and the rest of the daily shenanigans and fuckery. The rigmarole that we deal with daily is often unfucking believable to the regular people, air quote, regular people. I've learned through healing that I need to embrace my uniqueness, celebrate my weirdness, and stop swallowing knives to make other people comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
My own quote, I fucking love the swallowing knives, man. Good quote. Most of all, stop doing things that don't make you happy. Life gets better every day when you have boundaries and love yourself. Please keep being the amazing humans you are. I'm counting on you two to help me feel better about my own fuckery-filled life. Have a wonderful evening, ladies. Sending lots of love and peace. Love always, Trinity. P.S. I love my fucking coffee cup. It's not a mug. Right, Patafria?
That's right.
That was a really nice write-in.
It was. Thank you so much.
And I will put The Boy in Striped Pajamas on my Audible and listen.
I saw the movie.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find morals in the story?
I'll need to probably watch it again, but I mean, I cried at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad?
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Thanks a lot
for
recommending that. Right. Thanks a fuck. Okay. Last one and then we'll save the rest. Hi, ladies. Nope, I read this one. Oh my God, Crystal. We're good.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, guys. Subscribe to Patreon, please.
Tricked ya. Wait a minute. I'm so fucking funny, you guys. Not. Let me read our new patrons because they need to be acknowledged.
Yes,
because
definitely.
Patrons keep us able to
keep the show going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Mila. Oh my God. Mila. I'm so sorry. Milavakis. Cass Carrion. Adrian Martin. And Shirley Wong.
Thank you guys so much for your support.
Means the fucking world. So it does. Thank you. You know, you guys know the drill. Rate.
Share.
Review.
Subscribe.
If you love us as much as you say you do.
Take some pictures that we can post of you on our Instagram.
Yes.
And send us more lies.
Please send us more lies and photos and merch.
Yes.
That's it. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.
And free Palestine.